Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is known far and wide for its amazing acoustics, but who will get to take advantage of the great space next? Executive Director John Elbaum joins us now to let us know who will be taking the stage in their upcoming season, taking to our airwaves to make the official announcement of the blockbuster 2013-2014 season at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And it's a great pleasure to welcome John Elbaum back to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's great to be here.
It's a delight. You were just chatting right before we went on the air, and I said to you, I can't imagine what it's like to put something like this together. I'm in awe of all of the arts institutions that come before these microphones and talk about what it is that they do, because it just, it's I used this term earlier on the air of herding cats, and I would think it's similar to that of trying to get everything together and be able to have it 100% of, can we go to press and tell the world that this is what we're going to do?
Yeah, well, up until about 9 o'clock last night, we were still working on that, but we're pretty confident as of right now. So, yeah, it's a combination of art, science, luck, throwing darts, and trying to do the numbers on the fly, and it's a process.
So let's start with the easy part, which is the dream list. You know, of coming up with, okay, here's an idea of what we would love to have. A part of the season. And is that kind of where you start? All right, this is what would be great.
Yeah, I think we start with some performers that we're really excited about and trying to then integrate them into a season that makes sense, that has a little bit of something for everyone, because that's really the key, is to offer a broad spectrum of entertainment and education so we can really reach a lot of people.
Now, so let us talk a little bit about the season. This is a very exciting season. You start off on Thursday night, September 26th, and I believe that our producer of this show, Sarah LaDuke, helped program this first.
She
highly instrumental in making this happen. Josh Ritter is going to be in town with Sam Amidon opening, and quite a show.
It's going to be great. Josh played the hall in 2009. Fabulous show. He's been in the area since, but this is he's got the new album out, and this is going to be the trio, and it's going to be just a great night.
Nice acoustic performance for the 26th of September. By the way, all of this will be on their website, the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall website, and will officially be announced. So while we're talking about all this, don't forget that you can go to troymusichall.org and find out all of the details. Then, going on into October, you're going to be presenting Sweet Honey in the Rock, the 40th anniversary celebration, 40 and Fierce.
Yes. Well, they're, of course, great favorites for the hall. They've played there a number of times, and each performance has just been stellar. We're excited about this one in particular because we've got a number of community collaborations this season, and we're working with the YWCA of Schenectady to present this program. So it's an effort to help bring awareness to the great work that they do, and also to raise a little bit of money for them, and provide a really spectacular concert, a cappella vocal music.
October 25th, the great saxophonist Boney James will be taking over.
What a lot
stage.
Of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of energy. So if you want to rock out, come to that one. That's going to be a great show.
And a comedian who was on this program not too long ago and is a great friend of the show and is thankfully performs in this region quite a bit is the great Jim Brewer, known for his work on SNL.
He's a funny guy. I mean, he has a unique brand of humor, and we're very pleased. I think the hall works really well for comedy because you have that intimate feel for it. It's like almost like a club, but a little bit bigger, but a little bit grander, so it kind of ups the ante a little bit.
November 15th, Jim Brewer will be around and named one of Comedy Central's 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, and always puts on a great show. Eileen Ivers coming back on November 30th.
Right, and she's, the Jimi Hendrix of the electric violin. She's a great performer. Her holiday show on Noleg is really wonderful. Had a great response last time we had her, so we just had to bring her back.
And then speaking of the holidays, you'll also be doing a solstice celebration, a festival of lights.
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. This show we actually had to reschedule from last season, and it worked out well to bring them in for the holiday show. It's Turtle Island Quartet with Tierney Sutton. So great combination of talent.
December 19th, a Thursday, one of my favorite humans, one of my favorite guests, one of just, I love this woman to death. Roseanne Cash will be on your stage.
A tremendous person and a tremendous performer. And again, this is a collaborative effort with the Coalition to End Homelessness here in the Capital Region. We do this annual event with them, and we were very fortunate to book Roseanne Cash for this, and it's going to be a great night.
And then because it's winter, you're a little bit of a break, and then we go to February.
Well, you know, there might be something that pops in there, but
for now, yeah. Placeholder.
Exactly.
Kathy Mattea on February 1st, and certainly has one of the most beautiful and distinctive voices in all of music and country music.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we love her, and has not really been here in a while, so we're excited to bring her into the hall.
And then on February 20th, it is Anjali Kijo.
Yes.
And it is, this is hailed as Africa's premier diva by Time Magazine, which I think is a compliment.
I'm pretty sure it is. She's a wonderful entertainer. She's got great energy, and she crosses those musical borders to really touch a lot of bases.
She's a great collaborator. You see her in everything from like Dave Matthews to Dave Brubeck.
Yeah.
You know, it's really great stuff.
Yeah.
Also, the Imani Winds on March 6th. This is one of the premier wind quartets of all time.
Yeah, they're just amazing. And it's going to be a great performance, but as a part of their stop here in the region, they're going to be doing some outreach for students, and we're really excited about that.
On March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day, you'll be presenting, is it Danu?
Danu.
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 And what is Danu? This is an Irish ensemble?
They are, and very traditional Irish ensemble, and we are very fortunate to get them, especially on this date, so you can get your St. Patty's Day off on a good start, because they're on March 16th at 4 o'clock.
Johnny Clegg will be taking over the stage on April 5th, and again, going back to Africa.
Yeah, I guess there's a theme going on here, but we've always been a great venue for world music, and of course, having two of the best, Angelique being one, and Johnny Clegg, who's just a great ambassador for that region, and another great collaborator, and a great great musician, a lot of energy there.
We're talking about wonderful events that are taking place at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. They're announcing their season today, and we're thrilled to present that. This morning, John Elbaum is with us. When you, as we skip to April 19th, if you take four incredible acoustic guitarists, put them together on one stage, you have a show called Great Guitars.
Yes, and you couldn't pick four better ones for this show. We've got Martin Taylor, Frank Vignola, Vinnie Raniolo, and the great Peppino D'Agostino. It's the hall works so well for this kind of music, and it's going to be a really special evening. I think there are a few people in the Capital Region who do enjoy great guitarists, and this is a show to see.
On Friday, April 25th, you were doing something. It's called Broadway's Next Hit Musical. And this is very fun, very, a lot is in the hands of the audience.
Yeah, it is. It's there's a lot of audience input into it. This show has been down in New York for a while, and we're bringing it up here. The audience gets to suggest some song ideas, and they turn it into a full-blown musical right before your eyes.
And the audience gets to vote, and you stir, mix, and enjoy, and you've got a great
Poof.
Night.
Of, yes.
Yeah, excellent. The Glenn Miller Orchestra, Thursday, May 8th, and it doesn't get much better than that.
No.
Just that name alone.
It says it all. Yeah, what a classic ensemble. they're great. They, of course, played the hall several times, and always get a great, great reaction from our audience.
That is on May 8th, and then on the 16th, Red Molly and a family-friendly performance.
Absolutely. I love Red Molly. They're such fun. They've got great voices. They're great players, and they're just really interactive. We had a great talk back last time they played the hall, and people really got a chance to know them, and we had to bring them back.
Excellent. So that pretty much rounds out the season as it stands now. And as you said, you know, the ebbs and flows and things will add a couple and schedules may change and all of that. But you're ready for that.
We are ready for that. You know, members can buy tickets right now.
Excellent.
Like WAMC, you know, we're dependent on our members to make it happen, and they get access to the first seats.
Which I assume means that you take new members.
We do take new members, and I have to tell you, you know, we're not announcing it now, but there's a show that you might hear about in a week or two that you'll want to be first in line for.
All right. Excellent. There you go. So if you want to find out more information about this incredible season, if you want to find out more information about membership, if you want to find out more information about the beautiful Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, all you have to do is go to troymusichall.org, troymusichall.org, and find out more information. The season, thank you very much for announcing this with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been great, and we appreciate it.
It's a wonderful time, and everything on here seems like a winner, so good for you. It is the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall's 2013-2014 season. Again, you can find out more information by going to troymusichall.org. Better yet, visit the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on 2nd Street in Troy, New York. John Elbaum, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.